Lesson 3, Lifelong Learning. In this lesson, we will explore why lifelong learning is the new norm and how it can make you future resilient. We introduce you to the concept of a beginner's mind and visioning and discuss how to harness the power of change. The topics we will explore look at fostering a love of learning, empathy and the beginner's mind, the power of vision, a beginner's guide to visioning, and finally, harnessing change, a positive outlook. So how do you foster a love of learning? At the age of 87, Michelangelo said, "I'm still learning." Lifelong learning is certainly not a new concept, but whereas in the past most people would develop skills for their fixed career or role in life and then get by on that store of knowledge, it's now widely agreed that to thrive in the future we must all foster a love of learning and ongoing growth. This is also true for the futurist. Working as a navigator of change means a state of constant transformation, and to stay abreast of this, you must constantly update your knowledge and skills. A great futurist can be defined as an expert generalist, someone knowing a lot about a lot. If you know a little about a lot, you are probably a generalist or perhaps even a serial specialist. This is perfectly good in many ways and how most futurists start out. With experience and training, you build up a knowledge base, internal and external. Eventually, that helps you to decode signs and signals using the context of your existing knowledge and experience in your field of expertise. This is also why we always ask the people we work with, what do you already know about the future? It may well be that what they know is specialist to their field or industry, but does not extend to a more global perspective. Wherever they are on their strategy and future planning journey, we need to listen carefully and take their starting point and knowledge base into account. The key to building your knowledge is that as a futurist, you will study widely across many different topics and fields, summing up why you need to be a lifelong learner. But learning for futurists is not simply about acquiring more knowledge from a wide field. It is also vital to acquire skills in learning transfer, taking what you learn in one context and applying it into another. In a sense, to apply the knowledge, you must seek to understand the deeper principle that connects your field of study. This is a process that merges a creative leap with real insight and knowledge. Only through persistence and continual learning can this be honed and nurtured. Empathy and the beginner's mind. Imagination and empathy are two concepts that we consider as uniquely human. They allow us to step into other people's shoes and see life from their point of view. To fully use the power of empathy, we must also try to assume a beginner's mind. This means that we must try to shed all assumptions we have about a subject or, when engaging directly with people, any assumptions about their lives, values, and viewpoints. Originally, the beginner's mind was a concept from Zen Buddhism. In this religious and philosophical context, it is celebrated as a positive quality to cultivate. According to Zen master Shinryu Suzuki, the beginner's mind sees many possibilities, while the expert mind sees only a few. In Zen practice, a beginner's mind is also about trusting intuition and curiosity. Within trend forecasting, when we apply empathy and a beginner's mind, we start seeing new connections and ideas emerge. Or we get a new understanding of a certain behavior or an aspect of a thing. These are all insights that can be added to our wide understanding of society's change drivers, challenges or developments. Ultimately, they help us become better at what we do and more open in how we can see things. It may seem ironic that we advocate seeking more knowledge and then assuming a beginner's mind, but it is also important to make use of our own experience. Don't negate experience, but rather keep an open mind on how to apply it to each new circumstance. For trends management, this idea helps us contextualize trends and see new patterns, new cultural or behavioral signals we otherwise would not have been aware of. The power of vision. A vision is a mental picture of how you see yourself or your organization now or in the future. It is a picture of how you want to be perceived or what you want to achieve. A strong, well-articulated vision should be so clear that it will help you realize the result you envision. A vision is not a dream or a hope. It can be informed by dreams and hopes. But to be useful, it should be aligned with your purpose and underpinned with real effort that works towards making it happen. Visioning yourself or your organization in a clear and actionable way can be very difficult, and that is why trend management is invaluable. An old proverb that comes in many variations says, "A vision without a plan is just a dream. A plan without a vision is just drudgery. But a vision with a plan can change the world." Trend management is a way to help you see yourself in the future. It can help you see the barriers and the challenges you will meet on your journey, but it will also bring you one step closer to achieving your ideal future, your vision. In many ways, a vision is the beginning and the end of the trend management process. Remember, everything starts with an idea. If you can imagine it, you can make it happen. Vision. A vision articulates purpose and culture. A vision is a guide for roadmaps, goals, and objectives. A vision fosters creativity and community. A vision helps keep focus. A vision is a sounding board for decision-making and evaluating process. A vision inspires action. Harnessing change, a positive outlook. We live in a time defined by complexity and volatility. Daily, we are faced with challenges as well as exciting possibilities. Our reality is accelerated by exponential change, and in order not to be overwhelmed, we need new tools to understand and anticipate future turns. This is why focusing on the positive aspect of trends inspires a visionary outlook, cultivating a solution-oriented culture and mindset. It also helps you become an active changemaker, confronting the wind of change by building windmills, not walls. Being a futurist is not just about identifying trends. You need to explain the underlying drivers and know why they are important and what the potential implication will be to the world at large. Future thinking and trends are starting to become a common language in business and organizations. As we have advocated for years, trend management is a way to communicate more efficiently and rally people around a central purpose expressed as a vision and contextualized by trends and future narratives, or storytelling and story doing. This is something that most people can relate to. A futurist's guide to visioning. Be positive. When envisioning the future, try to focus on possibilities and the positive without neglecting the risk. Fear is damaging, creates limitations, and stifles creativity. Be bold. Go further than creating solutions to what you can see right now. Long-term thinking is at the heart of visioning. And a bigger ambition is simply more inspiring. Be intuitive. It is by logic we prove, but by intuition we discover. A futurist is a whole-brain thinker. engaging right and left brain to balance vision with process. Be inspiring. Create a vision supported by an engaging future narrative. Numbers alone will not inspire. You need the emotional glue to truly engage people. Be better. Imagine a future where you are not just the best in the world, but better for the world. This is economics for people and the planet. Be passionate. A vision cannot be conceived by analysis alone. Connecting your heart and your head fuels purpose and acts as a unifying force for everyone involved. Be responsible. Articulate your own role in the vision. Ask, will my action benefit people and planet? Will it feed into my community or ecosystem rather than just feeding off it? The more future aware you are, knowing the past and present change drivers and society trends, the better equipped you are to influence and shape tomorrow's world. You need to dare to go beyond simply following trends to lead in a field, experimenting and innovating using your futurist mindset and skills. You have a better chance of success when you cultivate the bigger picture and dive into what is going on in a current context, because this enables you to understand the complex forces that potentially might shape future developments in a local context or your field. Bonus info: a radical rethink of learning. The late Sir Ken Robinson, one of the world's foremost leading creativity and curiosity experts, spent his life challenging the way we educate children. A lifelong champion for radical rethink of our school systems, he wanted us to cultivate creativity and acknowledge a diversity of intelligence. He led the British government's 1998 Advisory Committee on Creative and Cultural Education, an inquiry into the significance of creativity in education and the economy. Ken Robinson argued that we were educating children to become good workers rather than creative thinkers, a debate that is still urgent and relevant. In the next lesson, we will talk about the practicalities of honing the mindset and habits of a futurist.